Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Harry Hook, he's a musician, he's a resident of Sale, and he's had enough. He's had enough of the name of his own town, and he's penned a missive saying we need to address the elephant in the room. We have a great town, but the name is terrible. Bold move, big statement. Good morning, Harry Hook. How are you going?
Hey, Sammy. How are you going, man? We, you know, everyone had a bit of extra time on their hands in lockdown, so I spent it, thinking about redrafting the name of this town, like Sale, S-A-L-E. Try Googling that name, and you won't find anything you're looking for.
Is that what it comes down to? Is it really an administrative burden for you if you're searching for things? You're just constantly getting advertisements for sales instead?
That's it. That's it. You just get like page after page after page after page. And, you know, in this modern world, I reckon you gotta play with the internet. It's got to work with you. And the town was actually, the new name, Sale, was actually after this Sir Robert Sale, who's an English general from the early 1800s, never came to the place. And I just feel like it's a bit antiquated, you know?
Well, look, I mean, I actually just tried to find the original indigenous name of the local area, but just as you had told me, I had problems Googling because I was looking for Sale and it was just coming up with Sale, so I couldn't even find that. I'm willing to be educated by a listener. Have you got a proposed alternative name?
Well, before it was Sale, when it was a small colonial outpost, the place was called Flooding Creek. Mm-hmm. So the community of Flooding Creek had a town meeting in the 1851 and changed the name to Sale after Robert Sale, who was kind of a celebrity of the time. So I just was toying with one idea of changing it back to Flooding Creek, but also really down with the idea of changing it back to the original name Wayput, which is the Gunai Kurnai term for the area as well.
Wayput, okay, lovely. Now, I've got to say, Harry, it's a big mission to change any name in this day and age, and I've got to question your actual commitment to the cause, because where are you talking to me from right now?
I'm actually up in the Gold Coast. I kind of I've skipped town.
You're in Exodus, and you're just throwing darts from interstate. Come on, man. Where's you should be there with the people.
That's it. I'm a traitor, an Asian provocateur.
Harry, big fan of your music. Have you penned any sales specific songs in honor of this, or is that potentially a marketing tool you can enlist?
I've got a lot of Flooding Creek references in my new music. I can tell you that much. No Sale, though. I draw a line there.
Flooding Creek, the new album coming up. I look forward to seeing where this goes and how much support indeed you get. I know the Gippsland Times is getting on board, so I'll throw my hat in the ring for a Sale name change. Why not?
Well, thanks for the exposure. I kind of just, you know, threw it into the start of the discussion and it's taken off like wildfire. So, who knows?
Wildfire is not a great name. I think Flooding Creek is better, though.
You're right. Yeah. Take it off like a Gippsland flood. Put it that way. Yeah.
Harry, have a good one. Thanks so much.
Cheers, man.
Harry Hook there, musician and Sale resident, although if he had his way, it would be any other name. He can't find it.